Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. I know, KP's back. I'm excited too. 6 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top social media strategists in the galaxy. She's my social media strategist. And KathyPerry.com is the website, K&P on the front there. And welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So what's Google up to?
Well, big news. They are going to be releasing a new mobile index within the next few months. And that means it's like a whole separate search engine with mobile in mind. Mm-hmm. So those small businesses who have not created a mobile website,
yeah,
are not going to be found in the search indexes on their main. Their main search is going to be mobile.
If they don't have an m.abcsupply.com, they will be. It'll be like they don't exist.
Exactly.
So I. All right, so I have.
They're not
I have
really
a,
saying it.
I have a website that is a classic. You could almost call it a throwback website. It's not that hip, but it sure is chock full of stuff, and I still like it. But regardless, and I know that people wanted me to do some make some changes to it, but I do have a mobile site, as you know.
Yeah.
So some websites though are, what do they call it, mobile forward?
Mobile friendly.
Mobile friendly, but there's another term though where the site. The regular site actually presents on your big screen like it would on a mobile, on a small screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that in order to make Google happy, do we?
No. It really is about the code that their robots will be interpreting. And they actually have Google has a testing tool to see if their robots feel that your site is mobile friendly or not, and it's at google.com/webmaster.
Now, when you say your website hasn't Google isn't mobile friendly, do you mean the main website isn't mobile friendly, or the mobile site that you have?
Well, whatever you're wanting people to search for. So,
okay.
if you do have a mobile site about your business.
Right.
And it's in the mobile search engine. That's fine. And then you can.
But it has to be indexed. It has to be indexed. Is there a special mobile indexing?
Yes, that's what they're creating.
Okay.
A special mobile.
Do we know index. What those rules are?
They haven't released everything.
Ah.
We don't know how it's going to work. But they are letting businesses know that they better be mobile ready, because. The problem will be is you may not get found if you're not in the new mobile index.
Folks, this is a 800-pound gorilla waking up and telling you we're rearranging the furniture.
Yes.
We're moving your cheese. We're going to move your cheese, and if your cheese isn't if you don't know where your cheese is, you're going to be hungry.
And your website has to be a very fast load. So if you have a website, and even a mobile site, that is takes more than 2 seconds to load, people are not, they're...
Does that include streaming media? Do they give you a little break for streaming stuff?
I believe so, but the whole site, the infrastructure of the site needs to start loading
right
away. And then you know, they are recommending that you check your websites with their tools. They have a mobile-friendly link to, you know, check it. And you definitely want to check with your technical people to make sure that you have you can comply with
mine. Mine just came up in 2.5 seconds.
Great. Nice job.
Maybe 2.75.
But what's happening is
once you're in there though it all pops up. I mean it's fast.
Right.
And see, this is the thing, for years now, Kathy, as you know, for years, I've been saying to small business owners in my speeches, in my book, whole chapter on this in the book, folks, you don't have to conquer the world, you don't have to have a mobile app, but you must have a mobile site.
Absolutely.
Folks, there's no, and it's so inexpensive, there's no excuse not to. Folks, start this right now. Pick up the phone right now. Get somebody to help you with this right now. It's critical. 20 Tail, right back with KP. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.